Welcome to Mojo's Cafe for Lost Dreamers. Mojo's Cafe is located off the main run. It's on a narrow street, not much traffic, but people find it or hear about it or come upon it by chance. That is, if you believe in chance. I do. That's how I found it. I walked in and she was standing there as though she expected me.
Welcome to Mojo's Cafe.
Well, as you can tell, it wasn't Mojo. It was his friend, Taylor. Mojo is no longer with us. He had passed on. So Taylor took over. She was trying to keep the cafe open.
Did you have a dream?
I did have a dream.
Do you want to tell me about it?
I think it was an old English hotel. It was filled with furniture.
Where was the hotel?
It was somewhere on the coast. The beach was made of small stones. When a wave came in, the stones would roll up the beach. When the wave went out, the stones would roll back down the beach.
The stones were round?
Yeah, pretty much. They'd been worn smooth over the years or centuries, rubbing against each other, rolling over and over.
But that's not what your dream is about.
That's right, it's just the setting. It was evening. The people staying at the hotel were dressed in gowns and tuxedos. They appeared very stiff and proper. I felt like I was in an English film from the 1930s.
Was your dream in black and white?
Pretty much, yeah.
How were you dressed?
That's just it. I was wearing jogging pants, sweatshirt, sneakers, but they didn't seem to notice. And I was wondering, am I invisible to them?
Were they ignoring you?
Well, it was more like for them I didn't exist. There were small groups of people talking. I edged in and listened, but no one seemed aware that I was there. I couldn't understand what they were saying. I remember thinking, I wish this dream had subtitles. Then the scene changed. I was outside on a terrace. The moon was rising. It seemed to slide up out of the ocean. I could hear the rocks on the beach rolling back and forth in the waves. There was a woman standing on the terrace. She was speaking to someone. As I moved closer, I realized it's me she's speaking to.
It was October. We were in the mountains. I felt it was about to snow. My hands were cold, but yours were warm. We'd found a cave. You built a fire. The cave was filled with bats. They were hanging from the ceiling. In fact, the entire ceiling was thick with black bats hanging down like fruit. You said to me, they're hibernating. But then, when the cave became warm, the bats began to squirm until finally the entire ceiling was rippling. I said, we should put out the fire, or we should leave. We were outside again, but now we were in a city, in an old industrial part. It was run down, dark, depressed. It was night. You were dressed in a suit, wearing a trench coat. Across the street was a cemetery. You had put flowers on a grave. It was an old part of the cemetery, overgrown, weedy, unkept. It was someone you once knew. I wasn't with you, just watching you from a distance. I was like a camera, like a drone, following you, but observing from above, looking down at the rows of tombstones, and you holding white flowers.
As you described the cemetery, I could see it. I felt I was there. The grave must have been someone I knew, but I didn't know who. There were white lilies. I had placed them alongside the headstone.
You started to cry. I didn't know why. I didn't ask. And then we went to a diner across the street. You wanted to sit by the window so you could see the cemetery. We both had tea. The moon was rising. It was so full and bright. All the tombstones turned white. The tall stones were shaped like doors that led down into secret cellars that were beneath.
I remember that. The diner was quiet. You got up, you walked over to the jukebox. You put a coin in, you chose a song.
We were back on the balcony, listening to the waves and the rocks rubbing against each other. And then I woke up. And that was my dream.
All of it?
That's all I remember. Well, it was something I needed to tell someone. Thank you, Taylor.
Now that's what I call fate with a twist of lemon.